not brought up properly.
You say he's just, how would you use that?
Well, I'd use it in a derogatory manner, that he was just ill-bred and not brought up properly. Mm-hmm.
You just call him a...
He's common.
Uh-huh. What if you said that a girl is common? What would that mean?
Well, I think you could call the girl common without having any reflection on her morals.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just say she's common.
But you have the, do you have the idea of morals?
No, not the idea of morals.
And what would you say about an old person, maybe up in his 80s or so, who still has a lot of energy and gets around real well, does all his work? You say for his age, he's still awfully...
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I guess we'd probably just, I don't know a word for it, we'd probably say he's got all his marbles.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say somebody's spry or peppy or brash?
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think we'd just say he's, I think we'd use the word spry.
Would you ever use that about a child?
No. I think we'd call the child peppy.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried.
Or a little...
Perturbed.
Or you say you wouldn't feel easy about it, you'd say you felt a little bit...
Worried.
Or the opposite of easy would be...
Upset.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
Worry.
And a child might say... I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She
hasn't been afraid before.
Or use an expression used to be. You say she...
Oh.
You'd say, why is she afraid now? She
used to not be afraid.
And... Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty...
Careless.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to...
Stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
I think we'd say he's mule-headed.
Okay.
But there may be another word, but I think we'd just say he's mule-headed.
What do you mean when you call somebody mule-headed?
That he's stubborn, he won't give, and he's stubborn as a mule.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Screwy.
Okay, anything else?
No, I can't leave it.
Do you ever use the word queer or quar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times we'll say we think somebody's a little queer.
What does that mean when you call somebody queer?
Well, in that sense, we mean that they're just not normal. They don't act like what you would call a normal person would react.
Has the word changed meanings in the past few years?
Yeah, in the last few years, it's gotten to where you can't call anybody queer. Because now you're talking about the homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Did that word mean homosexual when you were growing up?
It did not.
Did you ever use the word queer as a noun, call somebody a queer, without meaning homosexual? Did you ever hear it?
No. I don't think we ever use it that way at all. We might say they are queer. We never call them a queer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, now that new connotation's gotten...
And... You'd say, say if something had happened to embarrass somebody, you'd say, well...